pure devotees naturally act in the mode of goodness. Thus, rather than neglecting the mode of goodness as an impure product of Maya, they embrace the mode of goodness as the platform from which to step off to transcendence. Flowers into water. After the lecture, initiation, marriage, fire ceremony, and Sunday feast, I was asked to dispose of the holy flower remnants in the East River. Although I didn't relish the thought of walking through the slums to the river, I accepted the service. Before throwing the flower remnants into the murky water, I offered my obeisances on the nearby pavement. Then I threw the flowers in and watched them ebb and flow in the water. I then returned to 26 Second Avenue, chanting during the entire walk. Again, I felt joy in chanting Hare Krishna and depending on him. To bow or not to bow. The following morning, as Jim and I were about to begin our trip home, Pramananda asked us if we would like to accompany Swamiji on his morning walk. We both agreed. We were told to wait for Swamiji outside the storefront. Suddenly, the vestibule door opened, and Swamiji, effulgent and bundled in warm clothing in the morning coolness, stepped onto the dull and dirty glass-speckled sidewalk. Swamiji looked me in the eye, and I bowed to offer my obeisances. I perceived in Swamiji's glance his desire that I not bow down on the filthy New York street, but I wasn't bold enough to heed my perception. Hare Krishna will end here.